Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, should be evident. Mr. Joe McGranahan, superlative co-host, is with us, back from his four-day retirement lengthened weekend. He officially has another grandchild, so that's good news if I'm monitoring things accurately on Facebook.
You were?
Thank you. And let's see, he's also the mayor of Shamokin Dam. Do you have any storm dilemmas last night?
None that I'm aware of. Okay. Just a lot of wind, a lot of debris on the roads like everywhere else.
Okay, so that got cleaned up or will get cleaned up in a timely fashion, I'm sure, in that borough. They got a good...
There was a really loud clap of thunder last night. Sounded like it was right in our backyard, but I heard they were looking somewhere on Sunbury Road, but I didn't hear any reports of any fire problem.
Yeah, we didn't hear of any dilemmas. We had scattered power outages, more so related to the wind around here. We lost
sure
electricity.
It was windy there, weren't it, old-timer?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Ain't seen wind like that in a long time.
Every so often, you just have to tell it like it is.
Right.
You sort of let the facade down and speak how you normally do.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565 at your leisure. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you can do as one individual has done, and that's email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. I'll explain this briefly. If you are a Text Connect member, you got two texts yesterday from us, one indicating that there was a tornado warning posted for Lycoming and Sullivan County. We haven't heard that one did touch down, but the Doppler radar showed a circular pattern for some of the strong storms that were going over Sullivan and Lycoming County. So that's a contiguous county warning. That's one of the criteria for a Text Connect message. And so we sent out that message. Then later in the evening, when Route 11 was blocked between Danville and Northumberland, there was another Text Connect message about that. So that gives you a sense of what Text Connect may be used for. Closed roads, weather warnings, not watches in general, but warnings. We would send out a Text Connect message if there's breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, or I guess that's it. Those are the criteria to get a Text Connect message. So we sent out a couple yesterday. 70236 is that number. You can go to WKOK.com and sign up. If you are already a Text Connect member, you can reply to the newsroom anytime by using the Text Connect messaging system.
Well,
how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Very good. Oh, some sad news, though. A former tremendous Central Pennsylvania football coach passed away, George Chomp. George was the coach at John Harris High School, our opponents in Harrisburg for many years, took them to several state championships, won many awards, went on to become an assistant with Woody Hayes at Ohio State, was the head coach at Navy, his one failure during his 4 years there. His contract was not renewed. But then he went back to coach in Harrisburg again and had another stellar career there. He was at William Penn High School, my high school in Harrisburg.
William Penn High School.
William Penn for when I was a junior. He left in my junior year, and he was the assistant football coach there.
And his full name again?
George Chomp.
Chum?
Chomp.
Chomp.
Chomp. C-H-A-U-M-P.
Chomp. A-U-M-P. Okay.
He started his career at Shamokin.
Okay.
So a legend in Central Pennsylvania football passed away. He was a very nice man and a very good teacher, too.
Everybody knows who you're talking about but me, in other words.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know whether Rob's aware of him or not, but many people know Rob's not aware of him. But he's a Harrisburg guy, so...
Mm-hmm.
comes from there. But that was good. And now, of course, tonight the big excitement is that President Trump is in Williamsport.
Speaking of jumps,
right.
campaigning for Representative Keller and, touting his usual message. There'll be some protesters there. We've received notice about those. So,
yes, I saw they're going to sing and chant. Oh, it sounds like a fun time. Let's all get together and sing and chant.
Well,
useful thing to do. I mean, every time I've got something I'm opposed to, I love to go sing and chant.
But didn't I ask you at one time, is there anything, if we took away everything in your life, there still wasn't anything you would ever protest
for? I would, but
for.
I wouldn't go sing and chant about it.
What was the criteria that you would protest? I think people who protest, everybody sort of has something they feel strongly about, so they go out and they support a cause in plain sight. You do not.
No, I do. I don't think that going out somewhere, with the President of the United States, if I don't like him, I'm going to vote against him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go stand with a group of people waving signs and saying, drop dead, Mr. President, or, what?
Well,
go away, or
I just think some people take free speech very seriously. Other people do not, and that is their prerogative.
It is free
speech. That's their prerogative.
So
but I think other people take it very seriously, and they think if you're granted that right, and in this country we run a republic where dissension is,
I'm not saying they don't have the right to do it.
I think they want to get their word out.
Did you hear me say they have no right to do it? No, they have every right in the world to do it. I just don't think it's the particularly effective way of doing something.
I didn't say you said they didn't have the right. I just said some people take it very seriously.
Let's grab a sign. Let's make a sign, stand in the street corner and sing and chant and wave it, shout slogans. That's an easy way to solve a problem. I always remember what Voltaire said. He said, the Frenchman rails against injustice and then goes home and has his breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
If you really feel strongly about something, then there are more grassroots and concrete things you can do, like organizing for the next election, making sure that candidates who feel the way you do get selected. I guess you can do both, but I just seems
so protesters are hypocrites? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. You're trying to put words into my mouth.
No, I'm trying to summarize.
I'm just saying that I don't think it's a particularly effective way of dealing with what you consider to be a problem. That's my personal opinion.
The haves
often they have every right to stand
way.
There and do what they want to do, I have a right to think, well, this is probably not the best way to do it.
Right. The haves always feel that way. It's, people with common sense opinions. If you're one of the haves and somebody comes up with a common sense opinion, and protests, you're like, well, this is silly. We should dismiss this. They're just going to go home and have breakfast afterward, whatever it is. But honestly, some people
Voltaire
feel so...
Voltaire said that, not me.
Right. Some people feel so strongly about the fact that their political views make them feel so strongly about what's happening in the country, whether it's for the president or not, that they go out in plain sight. I cite for you the witness of the Tea Party, particularly strong...
Well, I'm not
in its
of
nurture
either.
Because of the early presidency of President Obama.
I could make the same argument about the rally the president's coming to. Is that going to change people's minds? Am I going to say, gee, I've got to vote for Fred Keller because the president of the United States came to Williamsport?
I don't know.
If that's the only reason I could find to vote for Fred Keller, maybe I should rethink
my
voting.
Maybe it would send somebody over the fence.
It might, I suppose, one way or the other.
But if they're teetering.
It's also likely to have the opposite effect. It's like signs in yards, vote for so-and-so. You ever say, oh, hey, that guy has a sign in his yard that says, vote for Smith. I'm going to vote for Smith.
Well, why do people put signs in the yards? Tell people the actual reason.
I think to support the candidate that they like.
Right.
But, it's not particularly...
And to develop.
Huh?
And to do what? What does
name
it do?
Name recognition.
Yes, thank you. What's to get your name? If you see 962 signs that say Joe McGranahan, when you go to the ballot, you will recognize that as somebody who's a candidate. Now, I think protesters play a very, very important role in our society. I would never dismiss them as being frivolous or playing silly songs.
I didn't
songs,
say they were frivolous. I just said I don't.
That's exactly what you're saying, Joe.
I said they have every right to protest.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's a particularly effective way to go about it.
Right. Yeah, because
it's their choice, and they have every right to choose it.
If you feel strongly about abortion, why would you stand in front of an abortion clinic when you can write a letter to your legislator and they'll reply accordingly? 1-800.
But I think that writing the letter to the legislator is more effective in the end than me standing out in front of the abortion clinic waving a sign.
Is it? Oh, wow.
But many people choose to do that, and I have no problem with them. It is their God-given right here in this country.
Hmm.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Well, protesters, anybody out there who's held a sign in the past 10 years, and that includes Republicans and Democrats, we just want you to know you've officially wasted your time. You could have been at home writing a letter and having
breakfast.
Lance, you're on the mark.
You always manage to make what I say sound different.
Well, because it's pretty dismissive. But anyway, Lance, you're on the mark.
Well, anyway, I think that you're talking there. The two-pronged approach is good. Write letters, carry signs.
Well, that's what the most protesters are actually doing. I know Tea Party people were definitely doing that, and I'm assuming probably the people in Montoursville tonight will be too.
Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, what I called about was on your blurb for the program, you said that you two would probably be arguing about the president's new immigration laws.
Yes. Right, yep, absolutely. Yeah, all, mostly merit-based and strengthening the, or making family ties a little bit less.
Makes sense, don't you think?
A little bit more stricter. How about that? Thank you, all grammar aside.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to see that he is at least copying a page off of the immigration laws of a country that was judged by the progressives, you know, to be the place to live, and that is Norway. And what they do there is they make sure you can speak the language on about an eighth grade level. I think I probably called about this before, but they do. And they have a course on the country, which used to take 300 hours. They have increased it to 600 hours, which you must pass with at least an 80%. And that talks about the country's history. It's, of course, its language and everything about it, the civics involved and how the country works and everything. And so you got to be a real person who really wants to come there, that's for sure. And I think that's a very good idea, you know, to have somebody that can speak your language that moves here.
Is that part of the president's proposal, the stricter knowledge before joining?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it? Okay, I didn't catch that part. Good.
Yeah, oh yeah, it speaks to that, too. Because, you know, you have a language barrier, why you're probably not going to get out and assimilate. That's a problem that we have. If you don't believe that, why, just there's a place in our own state you can go to. And you'll definitely see that.
You mean the Amish country?
No. No, I'm talking up in Hazel. Now I know the folks around here, some of the Amish folks, they just talk that among themselves. They'll be talking Old German.
Mm-hmm.
But insofar as doing business, you know, these folks have been taught the King's English, Queen's English, like no other. Their diction and their usage is right straight out of the English book. To have in eighth grade. Whether they have it now, I don't know.
So what's more important, Lance, what's more important? Is it the contribution they can make to our society or their ability to speak our language?
Well, that speaks to it. In other words, the contribution they're going to be able to make is dependent on being able to speak the language fluently.
Well, they could be a brilliant surgeon or a brilliant physicist and not speak a word of English.
Well, I suppose so. But all I'm saying is that the folks who are the happiest on the planet, and say they are, you know, if you quiz the people, more of a percentage say that this is a happy country than anywhere. This seems to work for them. Of course, I don't want to read the other page, which is fuel. They duke it out with the UK about every year for the highest priced gasoline on our planet. That isn't too great. But something that they do have is investment in the stock market. They have that, a sovereign wealth fund, which is a portfolio owned by the government to the tune of $200,000 per person. It's $1 trillion. They have 5 million people. So if you're looking at an average weighted portfolio, that would kick off in a bad year about $11,000 per person to about, well, 14, 15. You know, I actually would average about 14,000 over time. Now, our federal government spends $12,000 per person here, right? So before they turn a wheel out of their stock, they have got as much money as what the federal government collects.
What's this got to do with immigration?
Well,
it's just a better country. They're a better country than us.
No, that's why I'm saying that these folks say that they have got a better country. These are the things that add up to it being that. You know, where they got plenty of money, they have the highest per capita income, I guess, besides the Arab Emirates and those folks.
So you're saying the people on our southern border should be going somewhere else?
Well, yeah.
How are they going to get to Norway?
Here's what I'm saying is all these people around the world have got all this money, and we're supposed to pay for everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I got you now. I just wasn't certain where you were headed.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of took a circuitous route there.
Well, you left me in the weeds, but...
But that happens.
Really?
That's easy to do. Okay. Thank you so much, Lance. Thanks for calling in.
Now that I know what your point
was.
Well,
also, though, now, don't you think that all of Fred Keller's advertisements have said how much he's right with the president and everything, right? That's what he said. You're sending me there, you're sending another Donald Trump. So when Donald comes up to... You know, he's going to say that and say that this guy is a lion. He's right with him. That's what he's doing.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got two emails and one call standing by. One call. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but I want folks to know that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. We invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in everything. They specialize and all types of service on vehicles, state inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, and you can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. Sunbury Motor Company sells those nameplates, Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln, but they have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles that have gone through a 20,000-point check. Okay, I don't know how. It's probably more than maybe 500 points. But anyway, everything's been checked out, and these vehicles are ready to go. They won't sell you any dogs, and if they'll do, they'll take them back. And they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, too. That's at the Quick Lane. And they would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we are talking about protesters. Joe's very anti-protest. He does not, or no, you think it's a waste of time
I think it's wonderful that they do it. They feel strongly about something, more power to them.
But it's
dismissive. Just not the method I would choose to protest
something.
It's
a dismissive waste of time. Why kill yourself? Bobby, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Of course, you know that I've been around the media for over 40 years, and of course, the media coverage of these events the day before election has something to do with the strategy of the Fred Keller campaign of, you know, bringing, maybe possibly, you know, bringing the president in to, I'm going to say, endorse his product, so to speak. And I think it's a good move for that campaign.
Okay. Well, we'll see if it has any impact. He's only ahead by 20 points at the moment, so that should put him over the top up to the full 21.
You've seen a poll?
The candidates talk about the polling. Yeah, they were up 17 points or so, and then it went up a little farther.
Okay.
Well, as far as, like, you know, anyone trying to get in public office, whether it's mayor, whether it's president, whether it's state representative, whatever, you have to have some type of ad campaign to promote your campaign.
Definitely.
So, at this point, they're choosing that particular strategy.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Bobby. Appreciate it. 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners sends Joe a note. The subject is lighten up, Joe.
It says, I have friends who are going to see the president today, as well as friends who are protesting him. I support both groups, for this is what it is to be an American and exercise constitutional rights to assemble. No one's questioning that.
Right, but it's a waste of time.
You must be whipsawed back and forth if you support both groups. I bet they're not riding up together.
I bet they probably will.
Those who are going to protest and those who are going to see the president.
Some people who feel strongly about politics don't necessarily embrace the division. They enjoy the diversity of opinions. And when they see somebody protesting, they don't say, oh, well, they're wasting their time. They should sit down quietly at home and write a letter to their legislator. They want to speak up and make their voice known. And I should point out that you say there is nothing that could ever happen in your life covered this in the previous argument about this. Nothing would, there couldn't do anything that would ever make you protest. Nothing.
Well, no, I do.
Take away all your rights.
I do protest. I just don't go on street corners to do it. I'll write letters to my representatives. I will call them on the phone if I happen to know them well enough to do it. I get involved in organizations that are trying to work on things that I feel are important. Mm-hmm. I try to put my money where my mouth is. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very easy to stand on a street corner with a sign, but it's a lot harder. It is.
These people
I could make up a sign that says, Mark Lawrence is going to perdition, and I could stand out in front of this building, wave that sign around. What have I proved?
I guarantee you these people, some of these people that are protesting, who I've heard from, are some of the most politically active people around here in terms of letter writing, in terms of running for office, in terms of making their opinions known. You assume that this is the sum total of their political activism, this plus Facebook.
I don't assume that.
That's all they do.
I don't assume that at all.
I think you do.
I do not assume that at all. You're managing to misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I believe, me personally, not saying it's right for anyone else, certainly not you, because in Marktopia I know how you folks live. But, I mean, for me, I would rather get involved in something that changed it. Now, I started out in the JCs years ago, and our whole purpose
was... And that's an old protest group?
It was, in many respects, because the whole idea behind the JCs was to train young men at that time, later on young men and young women, for service, for community service. And they had all sorts of programs that told us how to get involved. None of them had us standing on street corners waving signs. They had us taking active roles in the community, being volunteers, getting committed to causes that would change things.
Okay. All right. So tonight the president will be there with State House member Fred Keller, and there will be quite a few supporters who will be there, and there'll be some time wasters who aren't politically involved and are a bunch of losers hall.
Well, no, I'm not just saying that. What's going to happen inside
the hall?
But
you are saying that.
No, I'm not.
I got you on that one.
What? You could make the same argument about those inside the hall.
That they're wasting losers?
No, but it's a legitimate thing to want to see the president of the United States if he's within proximity,
regardless
whether
of
you
who
like
he
him
is.
Or dislike him. Right. I could see some of the people who might be inclined to stand outside and protest him going in just because you don't get to see the president of the United States every day of the week, no matter who it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if you have seen one of President Trump's rally, you have basically seen them all.
Okay.
I don't mean that to be terribly unkind to the man, but he talks about the same things. He has the same themes he hits all the time, and his base loves it. I mean, they just love it, and so they want to hear him say it, want to hear him say it in person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to, he's not going to do anything different tonight. He's going to endorse Fred Keller and point out all Fred's good qualities, and there are many, many of them, and why you should select him over his opponent, Mr. Friedenberg.
Well, that's true. I think half of what the president hopes to accomplish with Fred Keller, he's already had. And that's the publicity that he's coming for to a campaign rally. Plus, while he's there, he's going to endorse Fred Keller.
And I think it shows that the president isn't taking anything for granted, that he's attempting to, you know, make sure that the base comes up and votes.
Mike, you got a minute.
Yes, sir. I'm heading up to Williamsport today with my 25-year-old son. I'm a conservative. He's the opposite side, and we want to interact with the protesters that are here to protest President Trump's presence there. And I want to try to win hearts and minds one person at a time, engage in conversation, and tell them my point of view, and not necessarily point out where they're wrong, but point out where I think I have a better way for the future.
Isn't your son's opposite opinion going to dampen the impact of what you may say?
Well, we're going to have a conversation, and he'll be there to rebut me and support them, or maybe even he'll change his mind. Yeah, I think we're in uncharted territory right now. It's very dangerous, the things that are happening. And you know the old saying, as California goes, so goes the nation. If you look at what's happening in California, I think we're on the verge of scary times, so I want to help educate people.
Well, we're in similar situations. My son also disagrees with me politically, but we still get along in other ways.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Please call back. Well, Joe says, really, why waste the gasoline? You could go home, open the laptop, and hit the Contact Me page on any of these leaders and send them a note. And that will slowly change the world. Not... Okay. To be continued. You're listening to News
brother.
Radio 1070 WWKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I am Mark Lawrence, the subpar host of the show. Mr. Joe McGranahan is our superlative co-host. He is a Papa Times 2 and mayor of Shamokin Dam and is extremely active on a wide range of committees and groups. He's on the Pennsylvania Bar Association's Judicial Review Group that scrutinizes individuals who are running for statewide judicial office, and the old boys club, as they call it. Joe's a member of that group, and he's here to tell us that it's
the old boys club,
right? Well, the Bar Association, that's their other name, and or the get along gang. And
no end to your anarchism.
Well, I talked to Rebecca Warren today.
Oh,
so
did you?
I am
I don't think she's a big fan of the Bar Association.
Well, the Bar Association's shortcomings are top of the mind to me because they're real. And the get along gang is hard at work endorsing some of their own. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate that. I think it was either on mic or off mic. I asked her how the Bar Association's record is for picking highly recommending criminals.
Recommending criminals?
Yeah, judges that become criminals.
Oh, okay.
Either were or become on the bench, and she listed a half a dozen names. It's quite a record you guys have.
Did she? She didn't participate in it this year, I don't believe.
No. She let you guys do your own thing.
Well, I think the last time, I think that she got a not qualified at this time recommendation.
Yeah, unrecommended or what?
Unrecommended,
is
right.
Is that what it is?
That's right, not recommended.
There you go.
And I, she certainly, has the right to continue on. It's her right. I mean, they just make that recommendation, and they don't say she'll never be qualified
mm-hmm.
or she'll never be recommended. They're just saying that right now, that something in her, and I don't think they haven't said anything this time because she didn't participate, right?
Right, yeah, her 28 years of legal experience.
But I see that there is one candidate who is running for that office who is listed as not recommended. The others were either recommended, and there was one highly recommended.
Well, I think it's...
But I know what effort the Bar Association puts
day.
Into trying to determine the background of these people. I mean, you keep saying I'm on the Judicial Review Committee. I'm on the Investigative Division. There's two different groups.
Okay, so you do some of
the
Q&A.
We do the investigations, and then we report back to the main committee what we found. Then they call in the candidate. We meet with the candidate and with other people who can tell us about the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are what we write, what we report, is all goes back to the main committee, and they call the candidate in, and what we give them serves as the basis for their questioning of the candidate. And all through the process, the candidate's well aware that they're being investigated. They have every opportunity to submit anything they find pertinent, you know, and every question that rises out of the meetings we have or the discussions we have is presented to them, and they're given an opportunity to discuss it. So I think it's a very fair process.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We'll take that up after the election and make sure that Rebecca Warren is an individual that gets talked about in the years ahead.
I'm sure she will be. She's a good attorney from
what I can tell. Hopefully, as a superior court judge this time. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com or text us at 70236. Some brief news headlines here. Storms caused problems in the valley yesterday. Downed trees and wires were blocking some of the roads around here. Route 11 was blocked for a time because of a rock slide. It is now open. So is New Berlin Mountain Road. It was blocked for a time. A man is in jail in Selinsgrove Grove after some gunplay yesterday morning. Regional police, meaning police from throughout the region, converged on Selinsgrove Grove around 10 a.m. after a man had fired a 45 caliber handgun. Joseph Smith taken into custody after that incident. Candidate for Snyder County Commissioner Ryland Ebright recently discussed his campaign on WDKOK Sunrise. He is a Republican candidate for commissioner. Did I mention that? He said he's only 19, but he'll be a good servant.
Well, it just goes to show that more ideas, when we integrate older and new ideas, we have much more broader spectrum of where we can go.
You can hear his entire interview on the WKOK podcast page. The governor of Pennsylvania has ordered flags to fly at half-staff to honor a state trooper who died on duty over the weekend in suburban Philadelphia. State police say other troopers responded to the westbound lanes of I-276 in Bucks County around 11:30 a.m. Saturday after 58-year-old trooper Donald Brackett failed to answer radio transmissions. Police say he was found unresponsive outside his patrol vehicle after an apparent medical episode and was pronounced instead at Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. Brackett joined the force in 2001 and was assigned to patrol in the King of Prussia area. Governor Tom Wolf said Brackett chose a life of service and the Commonwealth was indebted to him and his family for their sacrifice. Once again, a fashion designer is coming under fire for a garment critics say misappropriates another culture. Nordstrom has apologized to Sikhs for selling a turban they found offensive. The wrap marketed by Gucci was on Nordstrom's website for $790 and billed as the Indie Full Turban. It promised to keep its well-heeled wear in comfort as well as the sported the trademark style. An official with the Sikh Coalition says Gucci and other companies are commodifying and capitalizing on something that is dear and sacred to people around the world. Nordstrom has removed the image from its site, saying the wrap is no longer being sold. Back in February, Gucci apologized for selling a turtleneck black wool balaclava sweater that could be pulled over the chin and nose. It had a slit for the mouth, ringed with what looked like giant red lips, evoking an image of blackface for many people. It, too, was pulled from sale. It's hard to read that description. Let's see. The Sikh Coalition, they were mad because they were commodifying and capitalizing on something that is dear and sacred to people around the world. Well, is that not the heart of Christmas? I mean, are we not commodifying and capitalizing on something that is dear and sacred to people around the world? Yes, I say. So,
well, cultural appropriation, does that mean anyone who isn't a Sikh can't wear a turban? If I happen to want to wear a turban, I don't have the right in this country.
I'm not sure that it is misappropriation. I think it's just bad taste.
Why?
I hate to say it. Well, because it's commodifying and capitalizing on something that's near and dear to sacred people around the world, or that is sacred to people around the world. But misappropriation is when I would buy one of them and, you know.
But what if you wanted
sort of
to wear
one? Pretend I'm a Sikh.
Well, no one's saying you. In other words, if you wear a turban, you're pretending you're a Sikh?
Well, no. I mean, if
so what
I
about
wore
a movie?
Maybe said I was.
People wear turbans in movies. Should they be banned from doing that?
In the movies? Oh, if they're depicted in a film. Oh, I wouldn't think so. Well, you mean if the actor is not actually a Sikh?
But, you know, we talk about headgear. We should be able to wear anything you want. You just gave me a big argument on free speech. Free speech is wearing the hat you want to wear.
Well, I think you have an argument that you can make, and I think a lot of people sort of pick elements of other people's dress that they do for themselves. I mean, could I not wear sort of an African appearing kimono?
I agree
work?
With the other story, the other part of the story about that sweater that had the big red lips on it. I see how that could certainly be culturally
the
offensive.
The blackface.
Right. You know, so I understand that. But here, first of all, no one I know is going to pay $700 for a turban.
Oh, is that how much? Oh, $790. Holy smokes. That's, well, it's Nordstrom. You know, it's Gucci. So
a Gucci turban.
Half of that's for the name, and half of it is just pure profit, and the other half is the actual value.
I would say it probably cost them $32 to make, and they're selling
for $800. Oh, my gosh, on a bad day. All right, 1-800-795-9565. One person who has been a protester his whole life about it, causes that he feels is important. He also disagrees with Joe, who's highly dismissive of people who protest.
I am not highly dismissive of them.
Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, living back in the 60s, a lot of people said, Dan, you ought to protest this, you ought to protest that. We need a revolution. Well, yeah, part of it was good, but part of it was bad, part of the changes that have come about in the 60s. But my biggest protest was in the year 2016. When I walked downtown in New Berlin and walked in the poll and I voted for President Trump, the man who was going to change what I believe in for good, he's the one that the first guy running for president that won that I voted for that could change America and change my life and change American people's lives for good.
Didn't either of the Bushes change America for the better?
No. They were the same run-of-the-mill, same establishment-type people. And I know the 60s said you got to protest the establishment. Well, the first time I ever protested the establishment was when I voted for Trump. He's the first man that I voted for that won. There were other gentlemen that run for president that were sort of against the establishment, but they could never get established to fight the establishment. So President Trump is the first time I really protested the establishment, and you can see how the establishment hates Trump. To this very day, they want to railroad him out of office. They can't stand the man because he's trying to ruin everything they stand for, all their lobbying money, all their perks they have. Here's a man that don't need their money, and they can't wait to get him out of Washington, but they're not going to do it. So he's my protest vote. Okay. The first time I really made a good choice as president.
So no candidate that you backed up to now won?
No, he's saying they didn't change the world.
Oh, didn't change. Okay,
they didn't change anything in America.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, good point.
We still had the same old system. And you see how the system cannot stand Trump. Even the news media has a big problem because they're married to the establishment. And I won't mention names, that our local news media has a trouble saying anything positive for Trump. They don't want to be identified with the protest movement. They can't. They're, you know, they're, I guess they sort of want to fit right in. And that's what's going on in America today. It's an there's no other time I'd rather be alive than right now. It's exciting. And this next election is going to say, is America going to go to nationalism, or are we going to be a globalist society? I seen Madeleine Albright spoke at the university at Bucknell, and she's a globalist out and out, which we knew all the time. But you see, the battle lines are drawn. Who's going to win? Are we going to be a great society in America, or are we going to go along with the global society, the one worlders, the one world government?
Well, you're assuming the president's going to survive the all the investigations into him. And, of course, now one Republican has come out, a state representative, and said that he thinks the president may have committed impeachable offenses.
You see, that's the
part. There you go again.
It's drawn out. All the rhino Republicans that aren't really Republican, never were, never will be, they're out of the woodwork. And that's the part that's so revealing. And George Will and all that group, every day, they're rhino Republicans. They never were conservatives. Now they're out of the woodwork.
I'm sorry,
George
Will was certainly a conservative. He still is. He just doesn't like the president.
Well, he's no conservative. He can't back the president. And president's the most conservative president we've had for a long time.
Okay.
And Goldwater didn't make it, or we would have had a conservative president and a different nation.
I bet you still have your AUH2O button.
You bet. And you know, that's a sad time in America, how the liberal left hated Goldwater and even some of the conservatives that were so-called conservative couldn't back Goldwater in the day. But they were backing, they could back a Nixon, they could back a Bush. Part of the establishment Republicans.
Well, you forget, though, that back in those days, the Republican Party was more in the lines of Nelson Rockefeller, and Barry Goldwater was something new on the horizon, somebody that conservative.
That's true. That was it. That's why I wasn't very happy with the choices that were made through that period up till now. You know, and tell you the truth, Joe, I was just surprised that a Trump came out and run, and I was more surprised at his politics, because I always thought Trump was more of a liberal, but he changed. You know, he grew over the years. He grew into conservatism, as many people do as they get older.
All right, we got you, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep, you guys have a great one, and don't forget to watch your rally tonight.
Well, yep, we'll be watching. Okay, thank you so much,
maybe
Dan.
You'll be there, Mark.
Not me personally. We have two people going up tonight, so we'll have staff there.
Okay, great. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Good talking with you.
Thank you, Dan. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a beauty out here today. Listen, I wondered, Mark, what was your thought then in terms of the cultural appropriation of the Sister Act movies?
Yeah, they dressed up like nuns.
No, I didn't see that.
Or the Nonsense musical that circulated around for a long time.
Yeah,
Dan Brown's series of books that turned into movies, all of which had people who certainly was pretty harsh on the Catholic.
Well, that's why I sort of called attention to the Sikhs' complaint that they're commodifying and capitalizing on something that's dear and sacred to people around the world. That is sort of the nature of our world, our business world and our culture and our business world, to pick pick things that are worth talking about from other people's religions and cultures and countries and to, you know, sort of make hay about it. So I guess it, I don't really see it as offensive. And I think so many, like you're pointing out, so many other ways in our life do we pull out something from somebody's faith or culture or lifestyle or country and say this is worth talking about, sometimes in a comedic way, but other times, you know, just so that we can all kind of get in on it. But it doesn't offend me.
Church lady on SNL,
yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah, with church ladies. Well, I know three or four jokes about church ladies. I'll be more than happy to tell you. And I tell them in mixed company.
And in that case,
shame on you.
It wasn't even a woman playing the role of church lady, right?
Right, it was Dana Carvey.
Oh,
right.
Okay, right.
So, you know, or I think, didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger dress up as a nun once in a movie? I mean...
Yeah, this doesn't strike me as offensive or anything.
I don't understand. I get that some people might have objections, and certainly I recall the Catholic faith speaking out about the Dan Brown books, and I would assume they were similarly unhappy with the movie. But I think if it's sauce for the goose, it's sauce for the gander. It's either appropriate for everyone to tolerate some tongue-in-cheek comments and or highly critical comments about their faith, or it's not.
Well, if you want to see cultural,
you have it both ways.
You want to see cultural misappropriation? Just go out on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yep.
Marco Lawrence will be out at the local bar.
Yeah, Marco Lawrence, right?
Enjoying my annual beer.
I do share a frustration that Irish people of Irish descent are often characterized as drunk. That's certainly a very derogatory description. It's totally unfair, and yet it's perpetuated without any consideration towards what it says to Irish people.
You forgot the twin that goes with the drunk, and that's pugnacious. They're always drunk and fighting.
Well, either whatever way you want to say, no one's going to look on drunkenness as a positive thing, and yet there are many other examples of characterizations. Like, Mark, you talked about the blackface. They pulled that sweater, was it? Because it made some people think of blackface. Why isn't this describing Irish people as drunkards? Why isn't that just as inappropriate as...
Well, maybe it is. You know, and I think Joe despises political correctness, but I think what it really is us starting to examine some of the stereotypes that we attribute to, you know, various cultures or faiths or nationalities in that particular case, or origins or, heredity and so on. I think we are looking at those to see if they're appropriate, and I wouldn't be surprised if some Irish Americans say, hey, we don't like this image, or if they don't feel that way, they may not say it. But I think it's worth talking about anyway. It's hard not to offend somebody with almost anything.
We become the United States of the perpetually offended.
Yeah, perpetually offended. All right, thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate
thank
the call. We have open phones right now. We have talked about the president's rally in
two pending emails on that topic
in Montoursville, plus Joe's disdain for individuals who
I have
use
no
their first
disdain for them. Stop mischaracterizing.
But it's a waste of time.
That doesn't mean I disdain them. I think it's wonderful they're exercising their right for free speech and peaceable assembly.
Oh, do you?
I just don't see it as being very productive.
All right, well, Joe's changed his mind.
No, I haven't.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. that hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Three fabulous emails are pending. Joe, I would start in the upper right-hand corner and go clockwise.
Bob says, good morning. Seems funny Trump's speech is at the airport hangar. I guess he doesn't have a Trump Tower here where the American public pays all the bills for his visit. Trump is living off the taxpayer now, so he has some cash in his pocket. I'm not going to go protest just because of the reason he is here is for Fred Keller, who I hope does the right thing if elected. Remember, Kim Best is on the election ballot tomorrow for Northumberland County Commissioner. Get out and vote. Signed, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, a couple of candidates. President Clinton sent somebody to Montoursville. I forget who it was. And President Bush sent Dick Cheney to Montoursville to rally at the airport. Okay. So now you got this one.
Okay. Says, morning, fellas. Today we have a great thing happening in our valley. Our great president is coming for a MAGA rally. He is the first president who has kept all his promises and has made strides to keep even the ones that the whining liberals are pledged to stop ruining our country and all we stand for along the way. Trump is truly a patriot, one who loves this great land as much as anyone we've had. I did not vote for Trump because I agreed with him. I voted for him because he agreed with me, just like the millions who did the same 2 years ago. I'll be standing in line wearing a MAGA hat along with my best friend and my 12-year-old son. Too bad the drive-by media will not even cover it. Tune into Fox for news. At least they're showing the truth. Support a man who is our greatest commander-in-chief. God has blessed us with Donald Trump. See you in Montoursville. Signed, David.
All right. And we'll set that aside for the moment, correct?
Right.
And go to the phone. And Paul, you are on the mark. We got one caller waiting after you and another one coming in. So go right ahead, Paul.
Okay. I want to relate something to you to show you how stupid people are. When I was a superintendent at the nuclear power plant, the job engineer came by and he said, you people are at 8'9" and you have to be at 9 feet. And I told the guy, I said, okay, well, let's take the hangers down, cut 3 inches off of it, and put them back up. And the guy told me, he said, no, you have to add 3 inches. And I said, why would you have to add 3 inches? He said, because you're 3 inches short of being 9 foot. I said, okay, then you go and cut the hangers. So he was gone, and about 7 minutes he came back. He says, you were going to let me cut them wrong. I said, no, you wanted to cut them wrong. I was trying to stop
you. Okay, and the bottom line is?
The bottom line is he may not be right, but he's still the boss.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the president, is in your view?
That's it.
Okay, we got you. All right, thank you so much, Paul. That is a good analogy. I appreciate that. Mr. Mark Friedenberg is a candidate for U.S. Congress in the 12th District. Good morning. Thanks for calling our On the Mark show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me to call in. I was really just calling to remind everybody to vote tomorrow, that every registered voter is eligible to vote. And I know that you guys have done a great job over the past couple of weeks to make sure everybody knows about the two candidates for the election. And call to say thank you. And just another reminder to make sure that everybody turns out to vote tomorrow.
All right. And are you going to be in Montoursville tonight to participate in the make sure the other side is represented rally?
No, I won't be doing that. We're going to be doing what's much more productive, which is to be doing canvassing and phone banking. We have a couple dozen folks who are going to be coming to our office on 3rd Street in Williamsport to be helping to get out the vote and make sure that people know about, really, I think why the president is coming is that the tariffs have really hammered manufacturers in our district and farmers in our district, and it's causing a lot of pain for people in the district, and I want to make sure that people know that they can have somebody locally who's going to be fighting for them
Mark, you are killing me. My co-host here has been arguing what a waste of time protesting is, and now you have said that you're going to be doing something more productive as well tonight.
Yeah, boy.
It's certainly a constitutional right, but time is of the essence here. This is a special election. We have to make the most of it. And I'm very thankful to the hundreds of volunteers who have contributed to my campaign so far and are going to be pouring their hearts into it over the next little under 36 hours.
All right. Good luck. Keep in touch. Thank you so much
for
the call,
Mark. Appreciate your call.
Appreciate
the
call.
Take care.
Okay, I'll call it a day at this point. I think
that's what you should.
I think I've accomplished everything I possibly could.
Belittling me, and then the candidate for Congress just comes right on and says, I got better things to do.
Well, yeah. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got a caller standing by. I got to stay on schedule, so we're going to take a quickie break, but we will be right back. Goodbye. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mr. Chris is on the line. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Yeah, today is Herndon Climb Day.
Herndon what day?
Climb. C-L-I-M-B.
Oh, Herndon Climb. You climb in Herndon. Okay, you go up the mountain?
No, you climb in Annapolis.
Ew, I gotcha.
Do you? It's a monument for Captain Herndon, who saved a bunch of lives in a hurricane off North Carolina and went down with the Carolinas and went down with his ship after saving 149 people. But he wasn't going to leave till everybody was off. And the freshman class of Annapolis has to climb the monument. It's an obelisk. And get a hat on top of it. And the junior class tries to prevent them from doing it by squirting them with water hose and covering the statue in the obelisk in lard.
Right, and they build like a, not a human chain, but they
and
try to stand on each
enough,
other's shoulders.
I found out this is connected to Herndon.
Herndon, PA?
Yes.
Get out of here.
It used to be Treverton Junction, and they changed the name to Herndon in honor of Captain Herndon.
Wow.
But he really didn't save people. He went down with the ship along with 400 other passengers.
Yeah, 149 got off supposedly because of him, according to the testimony.
So, okay.
But he went down with his ship.
Yes, he wasn't going to get off the ship. He told everybody he wasn't getting off the ship until everybody else was.
And so he was number
400. And he was a hero, a town in Virginia where he was from, actually. Not the town he was from, but a town in Virginia.
Herndon, Virginia.
He was from the state, also changed its name to Herndon.
Right.
He was a big national hero. It made a lot of news.
And that's important for this discussion today because?
Well, I just thought it was a historical note that was local and connected that people would be find interesting. Maybe you're bored by history. I know Joe is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking. That is more than sufficient hook.
Trump is, if you look at the favors he does his donors, and he has big donors, and they all are mostly establishment donors. He does favors for them. The tax bill was loaded with some. It goes on and on.
Of course, he's unique in that regard. Barack Obama never did a favor for a donor.
I'm not saying it, but you know, somebody's claiming that Trump never does anything because of his donors. He's independent. He doesn't need their money. Yeah, he wants their money. He doesn't spend his own money on any of this. All his own money to the campaign was basically loans.
And he's not unlike other candidates in that regard either.
Well, who rented out the Lincoln bedroom?
He's like them. That's my point, exactly.
Right.
And all the financial wizards that he, the financial titans that of Wall Street that he dumped on Clinton for being chummy with. He's appointed the same type people to his cabinet. It's not what Dan thinks it is. That's my point there.
Okay.
And as far as making fun of the Sheik's Day or whatever
Sikhs.
Goes, or movies, it is a little bit different when you're a minority who doesn't also get a lot of good press and is well known, and when you're making fun of Catholics, a lot of Catholics are laughing along because it's a lot of the stuff is in jokes, of course, in terms of what it's like to be in Catholic school and so forth. But I'd say the best way for them is, yeah, write about the good things about your religion and faith and belief, and make movies and write books and publicize it is the way to go. But it's hard. Oh, and the Norway has a population of about 5.2 or 7 million people.
Wow.
And they took in 770,000 immigrants last year. And they do give priority to people who are returning families, so a good part of that was them. But they that's a huge immigration ratio compared to the United States, I believe.
Okay.
Just things you might like to know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Call again, Chris.
1-800-795-9565. Standing by now is David from Bloomsburg. Thank you so much for calling in, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Hey, the sun's out and it's not raining for now, so that's a good thing.
It's a miracle.
A couple of facts. You know, your previous caller said the facts about Donald Trump, and he's just like everybody else. He's not. Donald Trump spent $44 million of his own money to get elected. That's from the Election Commission. Yes, he received donations from everybody, you know, just like everybody else. But in the primary, $44 million of his own money. And he did it against all odds and became the nominee and is now our president of the United States. And when it comes to immigration, yes, legal immigration is a great asset to this country. But illegals coming over the border illegally are nothing but criminals. Now, it's plain and simple. If he can't come to this country illegally, you shouldn't be allowed to come here at all. My grandfather told me when he came over from Poland, he had to take a test, a physical, and wait 6 months in 1927 when he came. He's passed away, but I remember asking him how he got here, and he said, oh, I had to do this and do this, and I had to know English and everything else, and got here. And if it was good enough for my grandfather, who was a great man, it's good enough for everybody else who wants to come here. Come here legally.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And tomorrow, we need to elect Representative Keller to the United States Congress to continue the support of the Second Amendment, stand up against this partial birth abortion crap, and continue President Trump's agenda. You know, lower taxes, the first $24,000 of your income is now exempt for a married couple. You know, interest rates are kept low, even though the Fed has tried to raise them. We bombed ISIS almost into oblivion. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll take care of them completely. The unemployment rate is at a 50, if not 60-year low. How can you not support a man for president who does this? And as far as Joe Biden, he's a rehash of everything that didn't work. You know, we have to support our president and continue down the path of prosperity. And that's what we need to do starting tomorrow and into next year in 2020. You know, I hate to love these people who just, the previous caller had all these innuendos and everything that they read from their blogger pages, which don't have any factual basis.
Okay. Are you going to the rally?
I have my ticket. I'm on my way to Lancaster with a friend for his Lyme specialist. If I get a chance to get back, I will get back. There's people I've been texted that they're already on their way there. They're making a day of it up there to get in the front spot. Now, I was a delegate to the convention, and I'm seriously considering about running for it again in the new 9th district that would be due to the redistricting by the governor. So I support.
Well, I think we're losing you now, David. Either sit still or stop driving. We're losing you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just came by the oil tank, so trying to multitask, but
I got you. Know. Okay, well, thank you so much, David.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Right. Take care.
I hope you make it back in time. 1-800-795-9565. Al, stand by. We're going to take a quickie break. And when we return, we've got a caller standing by, but we'll take more comers to help us wrap up the show. 1-800-795-9565. Not random digits. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. They offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll be super served by places that would love to take super deluxe, extra wonderful care of you. Some of them deliver. Some of them got drug take-back boxes, and they're all right where you need them to be. The Shade Mountain Pharmacies on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Trutz Pharmacy is on Walnut Street on Route 45 as you're going through Mifflinburg, not far from Forest Hill Road. Norrie Pharmacies on Duke Street, wide open on that section of Route 147 in Northumberland. Jennifer's at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg at that wonderful plaza that's been there for decades. Brad is at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg, just one of the many places that you can get real expertise and help yourself out. And, of course, when you help out local businesses, you help out your local hometown. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Do you mind that Catholics are occasionally the butt of a joke, Mr. Al? Thanks for calling in.
No, I love a good joke.
Okay. So far we haven't anybody
that's...
I can
take any joke, anytime, anywhere.
All right. Other than
no
the
problem with me.
Other than the Sikhs, we haven't found anybody offended today by some of this humor.
No. My father... That you're getting me, but I took notes, so I know what I called to say anyway. But I'll tell you, one of my favorite moments and my church's favorite moments was when my dad talked everybody into dressing like Hawaiian ladies with coconuts on their chest and grass skirts on their butt.
Well, that's cultural appropriation.
And the leias around their neck and flowers in their hair, and they went out and they did a dance for us.
Wow.
And that was, you know, that was great. And we're just celebrating diversity. So there's two ways you can look at everything.
Celebrating.
So just celebrating the diversity there. And it's one of the fondest moments, and there's pictures of it, and it's just wonderful. But anyways, that's what thick skin does for you. It just helps you out a little bit. Anyways, I'm up here at the rally. $50 will get you a parking spot about 100 feet away from the gate, the airport. I got people sitting on one side, on the left side from Philly, on the right side from Pittsburgh. And President Trump came here today to support Keller. And he's leading by example, because he's coming here to support a subservient of his, or a less, you know, down the tier there in the government. He's here to support him. So that shows he's leading by example there. And I think we're just going to have a wonderful time. It's like a great carnival up here today. Keller is a good man. He came and talked to my son and I, and he gave us a whole half hour and came and sat in the porch and answered every question we threw at him about the Second Amendment, abortion, everything. And he never batted an eye. And I believe the man. And when you can meet somebody and shake their hand and look them in the eye, you know you got a friend, you know? And that's what we all should be. Because that last commandment Jesus gave us, love one another, I mean, that's That's it. That's new. It's not optional. And I just pray for the people that don't do anything like that, and then they have to go answer for it later. So everybody's just got to try and, you know, do the best they can, and that's the way it's going to go here. I think that's all my notes.
Oh, okay. So you're there so early? Why are you there now?
Because $50 will buy you a parking spot 100 yards from the gate, and the guy's going to get me out of there right away tonight. My time's valuable, too. You know, I don't want to be sitting around the whole time.
But you're in Montoursville sitting around all day.
And I can come and I can go as I please for that extra $10 parking.
As long as you walk.
We made buddies already. We got a team set up, and we're first ones in line over at the airport hangar already. So.
And you can take the River Valley Transit anywhere you want.
Maybe you can see. Yep, maybe you can see me on TV tonight. I don't know.
I'll be looking.
A long wait. It's not till 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, well, for a man whose time is valuable.
Well, it's only his time leaving that's valuable. His time getting there is not valuable.
Oh, and all day is shot.
Right.
But that's your prerogative.
Well, it's a cloudy and rainy up here now, and don't tell the boss, all right?
Yeah, tell your lovely don't bride, I guess.
I'm telling you. Oh, she wasn't happy. But anyways... How often does President Trump come to this area? Last time I remember President coming through here,
oh dear,
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I heard
I don't remember.
Tell he was in a railroad car,
okay,
and he was dead.
Okay,
that's the last president that got close to Sunbury, right?
And who was that? Roosevelt on a train car?
Somebody came through in a
Truman
train car.
Or somebody.
I think it was Roosevelt.
Roosevelt was headed north, so he could have come through. He could have gone the other way. I don't remember the exact train.
Where's Mr. Pontius when you need him? He'll be able to tell you that.
Lincoln went through Harrisburg, but I don't think he came up here. Although he might have. Yeah, he
Why
went to
not?
Buffalo.
I think that's who it is. I didn't want to say that. Because, you know,
he went to
Lincoln
Buffalo.
And Trump are going to be like buddies.
Yeah, he went to Buffalo.
When they get to heaven.
Okay.
When they get to heaven, they're going to be buddies.
All right. We got it.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Al. Appreciate that. Okay, last emails. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. One fella says, well, let's take EB's because he started it off and we didn't get to it. He says, to my utter surprise and delight, there's exactly one sane Republican currently in office. There is exactly one Republican willing to put country over party. Michigan Congressman Justin Amash said over the weekend that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses. Specifically, he obstructed justice. And do you know how he came to this conclusion? He read the Mueller report in its entirety. Whereas most Republicans are willing to settle for Bill Barr's falsified summary, which downplayed the seriousness of Dear Leader's actions, Amash actually got the facts first and then came to his conclusion. There's been a whole lot of Trump supporting on the Mark, and I challenge the hosts and many Trump-defending callers to do as the congressman has done, read the Mueller report in its entirety. And if you come to another conclusion other than Congressman Amish's, then you're wrong, right?
And call
because EB says you're wrong if you don't agree.
And call the talk show no matter what you conclude, because we'd like to hear from you. Thank you so much, Joe. We'll see you in the morning. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Rob, for being a fabulous producer. This is WDKO, okay, Sunbury.